The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to the Crossman Conversation, CEO edition, offering insights, wisdom, and counsel from the most respected CEOs. Here is the host of the Crossman Conversation, CEO edition, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman, and welcome to the Crossman Conversation, the CEO edition. Today, we have a dear friend of mine, Katie Trott, who's a partner with Foundry Commercial, on the show with us. Katie, how are you?
I am so great. I am happy to be talking to you, John. We are old friends.
Well, I don't know how it works. So we're old friends and I look old and you look young. I don't know how that works, but that's apparently a thing.
Nonsense. I don't believe that for a second.
So, Katie,
you look a day over 25. The day I met you.
Oh, my gosh. You know, my hair speaks differently and as does my waist. But back to you. Let's talk about you. I want to talk first about big picture real estate market. You're based in Tampa. You're involved in a lot of really cool projects. Just from a big picture, kick us off with what is Katie Trott's thoughts on the commercial real estate market?
Well, you know, we live in Tampa. So my story is a whole lot different than a lot of people who do what I do across the country. Tampa really has been a recipient of a lot of attention and benefit since the COVID situation. And, you know, it's crazy. I feel like the lights went off for a few months here in Tampa. And when the lights came back on, we had a whole new city with all of the Water Street developments and Midtown and Armature Works and the airport development. I mean, it is just a completely different town. And you can absolutely feel a buzz around this city. It's pretty exciting. I was recently with the EDC for a company that was here considering Tampa and a few other markets. And I've got to say, I was just blown away and so proud to show off my city. And again, people who are doing what I'm doing in different cities across the country might not have that same rosy picture. And, you know, I represent companies when they need office or warehouse space locally here in Tampa. And then also we represent tenants across the country. So, you know, office is interesting. It is a case-by-case basis. You know, it's the Class A, the new space. They are doing amazing. I mean, it is absolutely just unbelievable, the rent growth and the activity that the Water Streets have right now. You know, they're going to be full before you know it. And those rates are, you know, in the $60 per square foot range, where not too long ago, the highest rates were in the 30s. And so, I mean, almost doubling in a matter of a few years. And again, that's just not the case across the country in a lot of markets. Industrial is still extremely hot. We are very, very busy. I had a call yesterday with a company who wants to buy a 30 to 50,000 square foot warehouse. And, you know, it's going to be a little tough. So it's interesting. You know, back to office, the Class B office is definitely struggling more so than the A. And that's really just flight to quality. And in order to bring everyone back to the office, which I think a lot of companies are really wanting to do with pushbacks from the employees, is, you know, they need to provide their employees a really cool place to work to bring them back. And so that's really what we're seeing. The cooler, the better, the amenities. You've got to have a cool energy around your office space to get your employees to come back and really be fired up about coming back and being around their employees or their coworkers. So it's a tale of two cities almost. You know, the Class A is doing absolutely amazing. Class B, you know, not so well. it's crazy. It's crazy. But again, Tampa is absolutely one of the coolest places in the country. And I am so proud to call this my home for over 20 years now. And, you know, we're positioned for some really exciting things between here and Orlando, I think, over the next, you know, who knows how long. We're just beginning, I think. This is the beginning of the runway.
That's awesome. Well, let me ask you two questions within all that. The first one is this. We just bought our first office building, right? So kind of contrary and, you know, kind of worldview. People, I tell you, we've been buying shops, there's bought an office building, and we're moving into the building. And so it's 150,000 square feet. We're moving our offices there. And actually, the main space that we're taking used to be the IRS. And so I kind of feel like this building, it's a beautiful building, but like the people walking into that lobby were probably in a bad mood, and now people walking in the lobby, they're coming to see me, Katie. I hope they're in a better mood than they're going to see the IRS,
right? Yeah, of
course
they are then.
So a big part of my brain is like activating the lobby and to your point, trying to make sure it's a fun place people come back to work. And so in my mind, I have some ideas of what that looks like. But what is your advice to a office building owner like myself on how do you get more tenants in and people want it back to work? Give me a couple of quick ideas on that.
So first, congrats on your new office. That sounds amazing. But yeah, I mean, you've got to activate the lobby, and the employee space has to be bright. It has to have, you know, the new lights. It has to just feel crisp and warm. We're seeing, you know, tenants want the amenities. You got to have the deli. You've got to have the gym, even though no one uses the gym typically. You've got to have that shared conference room typically. But it's really the tenant space. You know, we're seeing so much more of, you know, the ping pong tables or the, you know, just anything. We're also seeing a lot of companies that are buying lunches for the employees. And it's amazing how far a free lunch goes to employees to come back into the office. You know, sharing lunch with your employees and having laughs, it really brings the culture back. And I think that, you know, I think people for the most part, or well, there's mixed, you know, but I think that the hybrid model right now is really a good thing. I can't even imagine working from home for all these years and not having interaction. I mean, I look at my friends who have worked from home for 4 or 5 years, and, you know, it's Groundhog's Day. So it's time to get back to the office and have that camaraderie and that excitement again, and seeing your employees and feeling the culture. I mean, just anything that you can do to drive the culture of your company and make people laugh and collaborate. I think that there's really a need for that now. People have missed the interaction with other human beings. So I think that's great that you bought this building. I think that's great you're bringing people together. And I think that's wonderful that you are planning to activate this office building and make it a, you know, cool place to be, because that's really what you want to do. You know, people aren't going back if it's a Class B, dingy, you know, the old ceiling lights and, you know, the old ceiling tiles. It needs to be bright. It needs to feel welcoming, and it needs to have an excitement and a buzz around it. And people are excited to come back when that's the case.
I really feel that. I always joke about the TV show The Office, where they have the episode of called Pretzel Day, and they talk about like I never wants to work, but it's Pretzel Day. Well, that's a good day, Pretzel Day. And so I think that's sort of winks to that. Katie, we're going to take a break in a second, but I wanted to nail a point that the first thing you said that really hit my heart when you said it was, it sounds like you're saying that during COVID, it's like the system got turned off and then it got turned back on. And it feels like if it was any kind of an organization or company, could have been a church or whatever, that if it was kind of on the rocks, like that kind of maybe just knocked them out. But if it was something that was real, it got reinvigorated, right? Like, oh, I miss downtown Tampa. And so it sounds like while that may have been, you know, devastating to some companies and communities and cities, it was the opposite as what you're saying was in Tampa, to kind of push everyone right back stronger. Did I get that right?
It really did. I mean, Tampa is absolutely just blowing up. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel the buzz here, and people want to live here. So it's really exciting. And you know, back to the office situation, I think the pendulum is definitely swinging back. You know, everybody went home, and now, you know, they realize that the culture is kind of missing now. And so a lot of people, you know, when Zoom sent people back, you know, I mean, that's an interesting thing, you know. People are starving for that human interaction again, and feeling excited about your job and your coworkers. So it's exciting for what I do to see that pendulum swinging back and people wanting to come back and reengage. Because again, the culture is so important. You've got to have a culture, and you're not going to have that culture if you're sitting at home, you know, working on your computer all day, every day, and not seeing your coworkers.
Well, I tell you, we got to take a quick break. But to end on this, what I think one of the main things proven about COVID is mental health, not in mental illness, mental health, having healthy mental health skills, involves being connected and seeing people face to face. That's been proven out. So I frankly think if you're back to work, you're going to live longer and you're going to live healthier. So, and Katie, you're infectious. You're part of that. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of your advice for young professionals. This is John Crossman, the Crossman Conversation, the CEO Edition. This is John Crossman. I work with a lot of vendors in the commercial real estate industry, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite ones ever is my friends over at Construction Unlimited, Florida's premier roofing company, and they bridged the craftsmanship with the pinnacle of innovation. They're just one of the best groups because of the trust, the expertise, the quality, and my favorite part, they're really committed to the community. When you're thinking about roofing construction needs, keep Construction Unlimited at the top of your list.
At JLL, we are reshaping the future of real estate for a better world. For over 250 years, our firm has remained committed to offering trusted and innovative solutions in commercial real estate leasing, management, investment strategies, and technology. JLL.com. See a brighter way.
Here's a call to those who want to make an impact on their company, their community, or who possess a desire to make the world a better place. Crossman Career Builders provides the tools and resources for you or your company to make a difference on some of the toughest issues that we all face. Crossman Career Builders partners with CEOs, politicians, and pastors seeking to address problems of racism, mental health, addiction, justice, and suicide. CrossmanCB.com.
Once again, here's John Crossman.
We are back here at the Crossman Conversations CEO Edition with Katie Trott. And Katie, you know, you started in the industry, you were very young, and you worked your way up. Now you're a partner, and a lot of your world is dealing with CEOs and leaders. You also are so wonderful, and you give back, and you mentor young people. And we have a lot of our listeners are young professionals and college students. What is your advice on the most important traits for CEOs? Like if you're talking, you're mentoring young professionals, like, hey guys, if you want to be a CEO, you want to be a partner at a company like yours, what are the traits they need to work on to have to make sure they're successful?
That is a broad one. I'll speak for my CEO, Paul Ellis. I'm just so proud to be part of Foundry, and I've worked under Paul for 20 years, and I've been with Jimmy Johnson and Tim Kilkelly for also 20 years, and a lot of our executives, and I literally am just so proud of our company and our leadership. You know, I wouldn't have been there for 20 years, so I was very fortunate, and, I got to be mentored by these amazing people, and I would say that they are all very humble, and they truly care. You can absolutely feel that they care about the employees. And I think communicating to your employees and not feeling like a number is so important. And I think that gets lost a lot of times, especially right now with all of the craziness going on in the world. But, you know, that's what I do. I work with CEOs and CFOs to help them find their office or warehouse space. And, you know, it's just when you have a deep connection with even our clients, it really, you can tell how far it goes. And, communicate. I'm doing a lot of mentoring now that I'm part of the FSU executive board for the real estate program. I'm mentoring a lot of the students and a lot of our female employees at Foundry. And I'll switch to the females, you know, for the mentoring part. You know, a lot of the women are intimidated and like, it's a male dominated industry. It's like, okay, cut that. That's not the right mindset. You know, being a woman can be a superpower, and, you know, don't have that mindset. You need to have maturity and a confidence and just the right mindset. So, you know, that will lead you really far. And I think back to the students of what I'm telling them, and it's like, make those connections in school, make those connections, because it's kind of like an investment account. You know, all of those relationships that you build in college, those relationships are just going to expand and grow over time. So those relationships that you make in college, you know, I'm now at an age where my friends from Florida State and, you know, from just starting in the business, they're now making decisions. And, you know, I wish I had done a better job at Florida State building those relationships. I was having a lot of fun and not necessarily involved with the real estate program as much as I should have. And that's literally one of my biggest regrets is not investing in that investment account when I was in school. Luckily, I've overcome that by a lot of hard work. But, you know, I think that, again, going back to your question, just really caring about your employee and making people feel important is so important. And it goes a long way. And being humble and knowing your weaknesses and hiring people around you who maybe can offset some of your weaknesses. And, you know, so I think that that's all really, really valuable.
It seems to me like when you're doing that work and you're serving, you're giving back, you know, that's to be noted as well. And if your company is supporting that, that matters too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I mean, absolutely. So like you get support, you know, from the people around you, like they're not feeling like, oh, you're wasting time mentoring college kids. They're like, hey, yay, that's good stuff that you're doing. That. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so blessed with the Foundry family. I absolutely adore all of the people that I work with and the people that I've worked with for 20 years. Don't do the math on my age. But yeah, I mean, we just have a really amazing culture at Foundry, and that comes from Paul Ellis, and that comes from a Jimmy Johnson and a Tim Kilkelly and a Justin Ruby and a Nick McKinney. We've got a really, really cool group of people that, you know, culture is so important to Foundry. And, you know, we recently had our producer summit, and I left feeling so energized and so good about the future. And I don't think that there's a lot of companies that you leave the annual meeting right now. You know, the world's just in such a weird place and weird things are going on, but I felt amazing. And I think that that really is something that, you know, it comes directly from the head. I mean, Paul Ellis did not talk about business. He talked about being humble and loving the people you're working with and taking care of your mental health, because there is so much going on right now and you need to take care of yourself. You know, if your mind is not right, you can't serve your company. You can't serve your people. So take care of yourself. I mean, it's heartbreaking to hear what people are going through right now. There's really a pandemic of mental health. And that's what you ended with our last segment. And it's just so sad. So take care of yourself.
Well, I think that also goes to, like, to me, when I hear that, it's like, hey, there's working hard and serving your company, your coworkers, and serving your clients, and they're serving the next generation. And then they're serving the industry, right? Like, because mm-hmm. a lot of your important relationships are the office brokers at Cushman and Wakefield and serving mm-hmm. them, right? And serving the office brokers at CBRE and serving the office brokers at JLL, and then having a relationship with other 10 rep brokers, right? Things like that. So part of that's serving and interconnecting the overall industry. You know, it's funny, like I work with all the companies, so I try to be a good fan and, you know, company, you know, serving to everybody. And that's part of that ethos too, of that interconnectivity of the industry, which other industry studios don't have that. But like, you know, sometimes I'm assuming like you as a tenant rep, your customer, some of your representing between the tenant and is also a company that's a competitor, and you're humble and kind in serving them too. Is that right? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, our industry is so relationship based. I mean, like you said, we are working with brokers all day. I represent the tenant, so I have to deal with all of our competitors, leasing agents. But we're, you know, we've got a really great industry and we just all pretty much for the most part get along very well, and we all work together, and, you know, we want to make the city better. But yeah, it's all relationships. I mean, we are all working together to continue building our city, and I that's why I love the industry. I don't think there's many industries where you literally come across so many people and get to engage with them and build true relationships. I feel so blessed to work for my company, to be in Tampa, to be able to serve the Florida State students and mentor these, you know, young women who are starting their industry or their careers. It's a really exciting time in my life to be able to give back and people actually care what I have to say. Like, how did this happen? How did I become an adult?
You know, Katie, recently there was an announcement that Florida A&M University, historically black college, just had their 10-year anniversary of their real estate club. And so that was on social media. And one of the things I commented, and I just said this kind of lightly, is that one of the people behind the scenes that was so impactful to the club was Dean Gatzlaff from FSU. And every year, FSU, you know, welcome in the FAMU students to their real estate conference for free and had them as part of it. And, you know, that's kind of like what you're talking about. It's like when you're part of an industry where outside people might say, hey, those are competitors. But in reality, they complement. And like I say, like you technically have a competitor in JLL, but man, you're doing that deal together. You're contemporaries and you're on the same team working together to take care of the client. Right. And so very cool. And I think that's an awesome thing that to hear you talk about that and be supportive of and be a part of is really cool. Well, Katie, thanks so much for being with us here today. Really enjoyed the time with us. You're so inspiring, infectious, and promoting great stuff. And hope you'll come back again. Maybe we can have another time with you and talk a little, go deeper dive on what you're doing at FSU, because I do have a special place in my heart for that university.
Oh, John, thank you so much, one, for inviting me on today. And thank you so much for all that you do for these students all across the country. I mean, the FAMU part that you just talked about, I'm sure you had a lot to do with that. So thank you on behalf of all of the students. Thank you.
Glad to do it. All right, we're going to take a break and be back with our last segment. I'd like to thank Maynard Cooper and Gale, PC, for being a sponsor of our program. Maynard is a full-service law firm with over 350 attorneys and 14 offices nationally who serve with professional excellence in everything from corporate and business matters to day-to-day legal issues. The office in Central Florida focuses its practice in real estate, corporate transactions and organization, banking and finance, along with trust and estates. To learn more, visit MaynardCooper.com.
Crossmark Services is a commercial real estate firm offering a wide range of professional services, including advisory, brokerage and leasing, investing, and property management. Our staff comprises the industry's most seasoned professionals who possess the needed knowledge in real estate investments, analysis, and portfolio management to drive growth. See how Crossmark can work for you. That's CrossmarkServices.com.
As the largest property tax practice in North America, Ryan's professionals possess the local footprint and knowledge, backed by a team with national expertise to help organizations minimize their property tax liabilities and ensure valuations are fair and accurate. With the Florida tax appeal deadlines approaching rapidly, local experts at Ryan work proactively with many jurisdictions across Florida well in advance of the August trim notice mailing to ensure our clients receive maximum tax savings. Guys, I use Ryan, and I hope you will too.
Once again, here's John Crossman.
All right, we are back here. And Mike Gillen, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, dealing with a little bit of a cold, so you can hear that.
Okay, yeah. Well, you still sound cool and radio friendly.
Thank you.
So we just had Katie on, and let me tell you something about, I mean, first off, she's so inspiring, right? Energizing.
Yeah.
Positive, you know, refreshing person. Like, you can see why she's successful and lots of clients, because
absolutely,
who wouldn't want to be around that person, right?
Yeah.
With all that she is.
Very positive.
The thing about it is that, you know, in different industries, like if you pick on insurance industry, they don't work together. You have one insurance agent, they don't like talk to another insurance agent. That's how that works. In the real estate industry, it's totally opposite. So Katie's company one day may be direct competitors pitching business against CBRE, JLL, blah, blah, blah. But then they win the business, and then the next day they're doing business with them. So her competitor and essentially her customer are the same person. Isn't that fascinating?
That is something. Yeah.
Right? So when she's talking about humility, yeah, because, you know, she might be competing against, you know, Colliers, JLL, Cushman, all these companies. And then, you know, minutes later, she's shaking their hand and calling them up and, you know, asking for maybe information or trying to get a deal done. I just find that fascinating as a world of business and view. You know, she needs to, when she's maintaining relationships, it's obviously with tenants and with landlords and with her competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think you're hitting on something that the whole country needs right now. Mm. We used to work well together as a country with those that may have a different viewpoint. It doesn't seem we're doing so well in that department.
Well, you know, I guess some we are and some we aren't. I mean, if you go to a Chick-fil-A, people get along there with those waffle fries, right?
So
so we can make it work in context. I think Katie, you know, is just an example of that. I mean, said it this way, if she's competing against, you know, again, I'm throwing names out there. So let's say CBRE. She's competing against CBRE. But if she takes a tenant to a building that's leased and managed by CBRE, the check that comes to her company is signed by CBRE,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think that probably gives her a better ethos and culture about the appreciation.
Right.
You can't be so blinded one way or another. And so I think what she said about the Tampa market, spot on. And I think that, you know, she's right that like the on-off switch in like places like that came back on brighter.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. And then, you know, when she's talking about reactivating the spaces, right? And she's talking about the lighting, things like that. It's kind of funny. When I think about a healthy Tampa, I think about a healthy building, I kind of think about Katie. It's like you want your building and your community to be like her, warm, welcoming, friendly,
yep,
energizing, and working with other people.
And I think she had such a good viewpoint about, you know, as helpful as Zoom calls were, they don't replace human interaction.
Yep.
And there's something that's just wonderfully delightful when you're having a real face-to-face in a room with somebody, not just on that monitor. It makes a big difference.
Right. And so I think landlords, building owners being appreciative of that, of having events and food and resources and things like that, being intentional about it. I really felt that from her. And then I think the last thing is like, you know, her mentoring students. You know, she's 20 years out. And she could just be like floating on down and doing whatever she wants to do. But then she's reaching and giving back. And it sounds like her company's supportive of her doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not all companies are. You know, not all companies are. Companies could be like, hey, what are you doing with that volunteering there? That doesn't make any sense. And so if she's doing that and bringing students in, I guess maybe they recruit some from it. But sometimes they're mentoring a kid that works for the competitor again, right? But that's still part of the ethos about being a team.
That's right, John.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, as always, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for being here.
You got
it. And Katie Trott from partner with Foundry Commercial. So delightful having the show. Until next time, this has been the Crossman Conversation, the CEO edition.
This has been the Crossman Conversation, CEO edition, with your host, John Crossman. Tune in next week for another talk with an experienced CEO that will help bring clarity to your business endeavors.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.